This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This item today from the U.S. Department of Energy, the most recent weekly coal production report. Here is the relevant bit. Year-to-date coal production in this country is down 25% from the same period a year ago, which makes what I'm about to say not all that surprising. Just about every big coal mining company in America is in bankruptcy protection or just coming out of it. That includes the world's largest private sector coal firm, Peabody Energy, and here's why that matters. Yesterday, Peabody got court approval to set aside just a small amount of cash to clean up its coal fields should it go under and have to liquidate. A mere 15 cents on the dollar is what Peabody is on the hook for, which leaves the states, that is taxpayers, at risk for the rest of it. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The whole question here is, if a coal company wobbles and falls down for good, who pays to clean up? You know, remove water pollution, plant trees, return the topsoil. In Peabody's case, the bankruptcy court let it put up just a fraction of the money required in three key states. Attorney Howard Lerner is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
They're trying to shift the costs from the coal mining companies back to the states and basically onto taxpayers. And unfortunately, for example, the state of Indiana seems to have agreed to take 15 to 17 cents on the dollar.
States were never supposed to face this. In the 1970s, the federal government required companies to set aside 100% of cleanup costs. But then many states made exceptions. They told companies, if your books look good, we'll trust you. Tom Sanzillo is with the nonprofit Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
It was a nice thing while the markets were up, but the markets don't stay up forever, and yet the public needs to be protected.
So now the money's not there. In bankruptcy talks, Peabody now has leverage against the states. It can threaten to liquidate, that is, no more jobs or mines or taxes paid, or it can stay afloat and skimp on its environmental liability, says West Virginia University law professor Patrick McGinley.
The leverage that Peabody and the other majors have is a form of legal extortion.
Peabody is the third big coal company to do this. Recently, the Fed suggested they may challenge this practice. But for now, cleanup liabilities remain underfunded. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.